Hi, Dan Sheridan here with Successful Savior Ministries. This is Lesson 5 in our series, The Plain Guide to Universalism. Now, we've traced the biblical doctrine of universalism from its origin in the ancient Mediterranean world to Renaissance Europe, and now we're going to see it reach the shores of the New World. I want to talk to you in this lesson about two founding fathers of universalism in America. In the city of London, around 1750, James Relly, R-E-L-L-Y, preached the gospel of the successful Savior, and he gathered many to hear his glad message. Relly became convinced through the scriptures that Orthodox hell was a human invention, and that Christ was united to mankind in such a way that his obedience, sufferings, and exaltation became theirs, ours. If all men are condemned in Adam, he reasoned, then all must have been identified with him. That also led him to reason, based on passages like 1 Corinthians 15:20-28, that if all were condemned in Adam, so too all must be saved in Christ. He believed that Jesus Christ must be greater than Adam. If Adam's disobedience reaches the human race, so too the obedience of Jesus Christ. Now, one of Mr. Relly's converts was a man named John Murray. His story is interesting. Murray was an Orthodox believer who despised Relly's universalism. He thought Relly was destroying the souls of men. The more people were attracted to Relly's preaching, the more Murray was enraged. And then one day, he tried to rescue a woman who had converted to universalism under Relly's preaching. And as the conversation went on, Murray was perplexed over the intelligent questions the woman asked him, which he was unable to answer. And Murray's hatred only grew with his inability to answer the arguments of an opponent, especially since he believed he was her spiritual superior. It was a blow to his ego. Let Mr. Murray speak for himself. Here's what he said. From this period, I carefully avoided every universalist, and most cordially did I hate them. My ear became open to the public calumniator, to the secret whisperer, and I yielded credence to every scandalous report, however improbable. Now that is quite a confession. He went on to say in his words that he consoled himself by saying that his informers were good people. That justified him believing anything they told him. So the question is, what changed Mr. Murray's mind? Well, one day, he was asked to review a book which purported to refute Relly's universalism. Of course, Murray delighted in the task. But as he read the work, he realized how shallow the arguments were. He thought and prayed over scripture, and then went to go hear Relly for himself. Murray says he was impressed with the simplicity of the gathering, the respectful congregation, and the message was the most consistent message he ever heard. And John Murray was converted. He confessed that since Christ died for all must be saved. Guess what happened next? He became kind of like the Apostle Paul. John Murray went from persecuting those who believed in the salvation of all to being persecuted. His Calvinist friends abandoned him. He was excommunicated. And then his old friends spread the most vicious lies, slandering Murray's character. Now, his circumstances in life added to these sorrows as he lost his infant son. Now, these trials would have sunk most, but Murray's new faith encouraged him and got him through the trial. Murray started proclaiming his new faith. And then one day, he met a man from America, and from that point on, he believed that he was called to spread the faith in the New World. He set sail in July of 1770, and once here, Murray spread the gospel of the successful Savior. Now, the teaching of universalism was already known in America, and it was taught, but John Murray has been called the father of universalism in America because his labor sparked public attention and led to the establishing of societies throughout America which promoted the faith, especially in populated areas. And just like back at home, he suffered for the faith in America, too. Orthodox ministers hated him, and one time, he was almost stoned. Well, that's just a short overview of the life of John Murray, because I want to mention one other founding father of universalism in America, Elhanan Winchester. He was a friend of John Murray. Winchester preached throughout America in houses of worship and homes. And even though he was physically weak, he was tireless in the work. He wrote that in 1 month, he gave 25 sermons. That's hard work. On August 15, 1791, Winchester wrote a letter to George Washington with these words. He said, "I believe firmly that the blessed period will at last arrive when the glorious Redeemer shall subdue, humble, and restore all his creatures, when every knee shall bow to him, and every tongue shall swear allegiance to his name and government, and confess him to be Lord to the glory of God the Father. When the morning stars shall sing together, and all the sons of God shall shout for joy. When the whole creation shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. These are the sentiments which you will find dispersed in the volumes before you. They have been well received in this country, and I hope will not be altogether unacceptable in my native land. Beautiful words to President George Washington. Winchester wrote this amazing acrostic poem using the letters of George Washington's name. I'll put it on the Successful Savior website for you to read. It's really awesome. And I will also include the entire letter I just read an excerpt from. Well, in conclusion, these two men, John Murray and Elhanan Winchester, are the founding fathers of universalism in America. In our next lesson, we'll conclude this portion of our series in which we're asking the question, who are universalists? This is Dan Sheridan. Thanks for listening. Until we talk again, remember this: Jesus Christ is a successful Savior.